And also, new research says mobile phones are being used way too much by British people, and many people want to cut down on their usage. So we thought we'd have a chat about this morning. Do you worry about how much you use yours? Yeah. And also, look, let's be honest, right? There is nothing worse than being sat in a movie theatre, cinema, call it wherever you want, and the phone goes off. So are you annoyed when you see people glued to their screens as they walk, when they drive their cars, cafes? When was the last time you saw someone reading a paper in a cafe, eh? Your mobile moans, please. 03700 100 110. You will need your smartphone to WhatsApp me. Owen on Twitter. Considering everything is done via smartphones these days, yes, I use it way too much. Thank you, Owen, for your confession. Fevzi Turkalp is the editor of GadgetDetective.com. Good morning, Fevzi.
Good morning.
What do you think we're going to get this morning from our callers? You're going to get, yep, absolutely addicted to it. But look, technology and the world is pushing me to this smartphone.
Yeah, so the thing about being addicted to your smartphone is it's different from, say, cigarettes or alcohol in the sense that you can completely cut cigarettes and alcohol out of your life, and it's perhaps easier to beat an addiction in that way. You can go cold turkey, you just don't have them in the house, and you know that helps you work through it. But it's very hard not to have a cell phone or a mobile phone in the house with you, because there's all sorts of legitimate and very necessary uses of that device. The problem is the devices themselves and all the software running on them has been designed to be addictive, particularly, you know, social media networks and you know, dating apps and everything else. They're designed to give you little dopamine rushes to your brain to keep you engaged. So what you've got is a very addictive product, which isn't really regulated, unlike just about all other addicted products.
Yeah, very true. What's the worst for you? People walking across the road with their phones or cinema?
Well, it's people driving and doing it still. Unfortunately,
I mean, that is just unbelievable, isn't it?
That's pretty deadly. With regard to cinema, I mean, cinema is kind of interesting because mobile phone use doesn't so much involve a lot of voice calls, especially for younger generations. You know, it's far more text-based interaction. But I have seen people not only leave their phones on, but then take the call in the cinema and have the conversation.
Yeah. I tell you, which goes far beyond addiction, that's
something to do with manners and respect, isn't it?
Well, I tell you who's addicted to their phone, my wife. It's just WhatsApp me. It's 10 past 10 in the morning. I'm on the air. What are you doing? Why is she texting me at this time? Yeah. At this time of the day? So there we are. You know, some people just simply cannot. I mean, many of my listeners will say, well, hang on a minute. You've got your smartphone in studio. What are you doing with your smartphone on? It's on silent. But I also read some of the text messages and the tweets that come into the show on my phone. So maybe I'm as guilty as anybody.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's very hard to tease apart the legitimate and necessary use from the excessive use. And, you know, one of the things we can do is maybe try and recognize the triggers that make you reach for your phone. Try to have the discipline not to take your phone or your tablet to your bed, or perhaps even have it in the bedroom. These are easier said than done. But I also think that the regulation has a part in this. I think that these apps, which I've sort of alluded to, which are designed to be addictive, games and social media platforms in particular, but not only, they are designed to be that way. They employ psychologists to take advantage of our psychological weaknesses. You know, so you're playing a game. They've used psychology to work out at which point in the game would an offer of you buying extra tokens or whatever it is be most likely to be met with a yes. And they get you at a point when you're all excited and the adrenaline's running and the endorphins and all of this, and then suddenly they've taken your money. That stuff should be looked at and regulated better. It should be understood. Addictive substances are not only chemicals that you put into your body, but things that you do that generate chemicals in your body that are addictive. It's not really no different.
Sorry, the reason I'm laughing is my wife has just texted me back to say, yes, I am addicted to my phone. Tell your listeners, I'm having a go at you for, again, not being able to fix the dishwasher. That's three times I've tried to fix it. So there we are. It comes in handy. Now, another thing, confession, Fevzi. One of the things I'm addicted to is trainers, right? Ever since I was a kid, I've always loved trainers, and I have far too many. And I've noticed recently, because of my browsing history, right?
Yeah.
So Nike and Adidas, I think we're okay to say these, are we? Let's look through the glass in the context of what I'm saying. It's too late now. Nike and Adidas, I've got the apps, right? Mm-hmm. And they will send me notifications of when a new trainer drop has landed. And suddenly I find myself going through the catalogue once again and thinking, oh, they're nice. I don't have those in that colour. And so I can see what big businesses and multinational companies are trying to do when it comes to smartphone usage.
Yeah, of course. So one of the benefits of mobile phones is that increasingly we can control what notifications we get and how we get reports of how much screen time we've used and how much time on particular apps. So you could go to those apps and you could deny them the right to send you notifications. I know you might not want to, but that's probably telling you that you're addicted. If you recognize it as a problem and you raise it, you know, as a problem, then you know, try and switch off the triggers. Be very selective. Go through all your apps and look at what's got the ability to message you. Maybe set it up so that certain notifications can't occur, you know, after a certain time during the evening. There's an app, I think it's called Forest. It's ironic. It's an app where you grow a tree, or trees, hence Forest. And the more you don't pick up your phone, the faster the trees and the forest grows, and you get rewarded for it. So ironically, you're actually able to use a phone app to help give up phone addiction. I also was looking at a clinic. There are clinics that deal with mobile phone addiction, and one of them went through its whole page of all the things that you had to watch for, and then at the bottom offered you a telephone consultation, you know, which kind of the irony of it wasn't lost on me. But It's a difficult one, and I think we need to recognise it. We need help from government, and these companies need to be more socially responsible about how they build their software.
Fevzi, nice to talk to you. Fevzi Turkalp, editor of GadgetDetective.com.